the President's Press Conference, 31 December, 1952.
Please be seated. I have an announcement or two here that I'll give you, and then you can ask questions if you like. At 10:30 p.m., 10:30 to 11, January the 15th, I'm going to make a broadcast to the nation on the radio. And I thought you'd like to know about that. And then I've got a statement here. The Secretary of Agriculture announced that he was applying some additional restrictions to imports of dairy products in accordance with the provisions of Section 104 of the Defense Production Act. I think that's the wrong thing to do. I'm not in favor of it at all. And you will have a copy of this statement on the subject when you get ready to go out.
Now, could you go over the first part of that announcement again? The Secretary of Agriculture.
Secretary of Agriculture announced yesterday that he was applying some additional restrictions to imports of dairy products in accordance with provisions of Section 104 of the Defense Production Act. I don't approve of it.
I assume, sir, that you've told him that.
Oh, yes, he's in accord with this statement that I'm issuing. He's only following the law because he has to.
You mean you don't approve of the Secretary's action, or you don't approve of the act?
I don't approve of Section 104 in the first place. That gets the meat of the whole thing.
Well, the Secretary's only carrying out the act.
That's right. He's carrying out the law.
In other words, so your disapproval doesn't reverse his action?
No, it doesn't. I don't try to repeal any laws because I haven't got that power. I've been accused of it, though.
President, what is the present status of the John Carter Benson case?
I don't know. It's not up to me yet.
Of course, we'd like to know what you're going to talk about January 15th.
Talk about the state of the nation. You'll know. I'll give it to you in time so you can inform yourself in time to write all kinds of stories about it, but not before I make the speech. I don't know.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
Mr. President, since this is the last day of the new year, looking back, it looks to us as if it's been about 855 days. How does it look to you, sir?
Oh, it looks like any other year to me. I just have to work 17 hours a day all the time. I don't see any difference.
No, I meant the nation looking back a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you about that in the State of the Union message.
Mr. President. Will your radio speech be in lieu of a personal appearance on the occasion of the State of the Union message?
I do not intend to make a personal appearance on the State of the Union message, but that appearance on radio and television is not in lieu of that. I would have done that anyway if I'd have appeared in person.
President, looking to the year ahead, comparing it to the same time last year, how do you see the state of peace?
Well, I'm not in position to be a prophet. I'm neither a pollster nor a columnist, so I won't make any prediction.
Well, make it more specific then, sir. Does it look to you as if the chances of peace are as good in the next year as it looked to you at this time last year?
Yes, I think that's true. Probably better.
Mr. President, is there some particular need or situation that impels you to make this broadcast to the nation by air?
I'm making it just because I want to. That's good enough reason.
Apparently you have something more to say to the nation in addition to the State of the Union message that goes to Congress.
Yeah, that's probable. You'll find out, though. It's not going to be any mystery. I'm going to release it so you'll have plenty of time to read it.
Mr. President, General McArthur said you had been using the Korean War as a means for self-glorification.
No comment.
Mr. President. I see Senator Taft says that the new legislative program will put us back on the track where we got off 20 years ago. Do you think that is feasible?
Well, no, I don't want to make any promises, but I am of the opinion that if Senator Taft has his way, that's what will happen.
President, would you tell us why you think the prospects for peace are probably better now than they were a year
just
ago?
Just because I feel that way. And I know all the facts behind the curtain and a lot of things that I can't talk about publicly. I just feel that the chances are even better than they were in the first day of January last year.
Even better, Mr. President?
Mr. President, when Richard Walsh, the new Democratic state chairman in New York, was asked whether he thought that Jim Farley was a real Democrat, he paused for a while, and then the reporter said no answer, and Mr. Walsh answered no answer. I wonder if you think Jim Farley is a real Democrat.
I have no comment on any comments by anybody else on somebody else.
Well, I want your opinion on Mr. Farley.
I think very highly of Mr. Farley. I always have.
Mr. President, your references to the peace, were you referring directly to the Korean War?
Referring to the Cold War.
General.
All around the world. All around the world.
President, this big New Year's Eve, do you plan any personal resolutions tonight?
About the only resolution I can think of is I hope the Lord will give me power to prevent me from swearing at the newspapers.
Have you been more impelled to swear lately than usual?
No, I've always been in that same frame of mind with the great vast majority. You see, 90% of them have always been against me.
A statement you made at the beginning of the conference about the imports on dairy.
Well, you will receive a mimeographed copy of the whole statement, which will cover nearly any question that you choose to ask.
Just one point that I'm not certain about is whether you mean that the Secretary of Agriculture ought not to have.
The Secretary of Agriculture had to carry out the law. He was obeying the law, and that's what he had to do.
Certainly the Tariff Commission will have some recommendations to you. You may have them already,
sir. I don't know. About putting new wool import fees on. That's in line with the same sort of thing.
I know nothing about it. It's never come up to me. If they don't, it'll be a wonder to me because it comes in there once in a while.
Mr. President, this is the first time that you haven't addressed Congress personally on your State of the Union message.
I don't know whether it is or not. I'm not sure about that.
If it is,
I'm not sure about it.
Mr. President.
But the State of the Union will have to be, recommendations on the State of the Union will have to be made by the new president. That's the reason I'm not going down there. My State of the Union message will be a statement on conditions as they exist without any recommendations from me as to what ought to be done.
I see, sir. So you're just going to send a message down?
That's right. Because in the inaugural address of the new president, he'll outline a legislative program, which is proper and right, and I don't think I ought to outline one.
Mr. President, have you heard of any new plans for hastening the end of the Korean War?
No. None have come to me.
Mr. President, have you any comment on the move underway to repeal Rule 22 of the Senate?
I read a brief on it, and I think it's a very good thing. When I was in the Senate, I was terribly put out with filibusters. And the Senate ought to find some way to control its legislative action. I hope they will.
President, to clarify a previous question, if you had heard about any new program for ending the Korean War, you obviously couldn't talk about it, could you?
No, not publicly. Unless it was something that I had to put into it, that I could put into effect, in which case I would act immediately.
President, do you have any thought that you want to convey to Prime Minister Churchill when he comes over here?
Prime Minister is coming to pay a courtesy call on me, and I expect to have dinner with him that night, and I suppose we'll discuss shoes and ships and sealing wax and things, just like we always do.
There's nothing that he can take up with you, is there?
I don't know of anything. He's a very courteous gentleman, and he and I are good friends. And I suppose he just wants to maybe discuss some historical events in which we both took part.
Anything we've overlooked, Mr. President?
I don't think so, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you very much.